On Thursday, April 13th, Residential Services released housing priority numbers to all students that will be living on campus next year. The lower the number, the better your odds at getting the dorm you want to live in. It's fair to say it was Northwestern's version of the Hunger Games.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Medill first year Justin Price echoes this sentiment.
I think people are kind of scrambling to find, I have to find a roommate who has a better housing number so I can get in here, or like what am I gonna do? Like, my number is like in the thousands.
The hours between Tuesday and Friday last week were the moments of truth. Students got to pick their housing. By 1:30 p.m. on the first day, the two most coveted dorms on campus, Shapiro, otherwise known as Lincoln, and Kemper Hall, were full for rising juniors and seniors. I sat down with Jenny Douglas, Director of Operations and Services at Residential Services, who filled me in on what the housing process is like.
Current students submit their housing contracts by a certain deadline, and those students then receive a randomized priority number that provides them eligibility for certain times within the returning student room selection process.
Unless you are involved in a fraternity, sorority, or residential college, you are required to go through the lottery system process as an incoming freshman or rising sophomore. Rising juniors and seniors, however, have the option to live off campus. Price is one of the lucky few that was assigned to live in Lincoln Hall this past year. He also did not have to partake in this year's room selection process.
I'm in a frat, Delta Tau Delta, so the way it works is sophomore year, your pledge class kind of moves in there and lives together in the frat house. So next year I'll be living in the frat house with a roommate.
So what is the process like for someone going from Lincoln, arguably one of the best dorms on campus, to a frat house versus someone going from dorm to dorm?
Honestly, I think the experience for me is probably going to be different. It almost might be somewhat of a downgrade going into the fraternity house next year, just in terms of like the quality of the room and kind of like what we have access to. But at the same time, I think kind of moving from a smaller community of just the four of us in our room to kind of getting to be in a community in the house where we all know each other and living in almost our own dorm in a way, I think is going to be interesting.
Most of the other rising sophomores on campus will be moving from dorm to dorm or possibly staying in the same one, but there also needs to be room made for the incoming freshman class. Douglas details the process.
We're pretty strategic with how we allocate beds to the different classes because it's important to us that students have an opportunity to interact with people from other class years. So we can take everyone's preferences and see sort of who wants what. And so we use that to inform the percentage of returning students to a building, for example.
I asked School of Communications first year Americo Garza what he thinks of the lottery system process.
I wouldn't say it's exactly efficient, but if you were to tell me to make up a process that would make it much easier, I couldn't give you something. The way I thought I was given the number was based on who had better housing and who had worse housing. So I feel like the people who had said worse housing should get better housing, or at least, and determine based like on where their classes would be, like where they would prefer to be at.
Like every situation, there are pros and cons to the lottery system. Some schools go by GPA or class ranking when determining housing. Others go by a first-come, first-served basis. The lottery system keeps things completely random and diverges from increased academic competition among students. Here's what Res Services wants Northwestern students to know about the housing process.
I think that Residential Services has been pretty thoughtful about creating the areas on campus and making sure that students have access to different amenities like faculty or facilities like engagement centers. So I know that if a student feels disappointed in their building, that what I would want them to take away is that they have access to a whole area of things that is consistent. And we find that the programming that's offered by RAs and by faculty and residents really get students engaged and in community with each other across the area.
Although the lottery system was the talk of the campus last week, now that it's over, students are anxiously awaiting their new homes. Whether someone believes they have gone from the basement to the penthouse or vice versa, the lottery system had students talking. What dorm are you living in next year has become an even more popular question than what's your major was during Wildcat Welcome. For WNUR News, I'm Jessica Watts.